Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. It's estimated that more than half of the dog owners in America take their furry friends with them on vacation. Well, dogs need vacations too. But if you do decide to bring your pet to a state park, you'll need to pack more than just their favorite treats and a tennis ball.
All pets have to stay on a leash while they're in a park, and the leash cannot exceed 6 feet in length. They need to make sure that they have a collar on them for identification in case they get loose, and then also their rabies tags that are current.
Wes Mazur is the director of state park law enforcement at Texas Parks and Wildlife. Another thing he says to remember is Texas summers can be brutal on any animal with a fur coat.
Just make sure that they can get them in a cool place. When it gets really hot, those animals need abundance of water as well.
And as tempting as it is, your dog is not allowed to go swimming in any state park pool.
Everybody has to control their animals. We want everybody to have a good time.
And you can learn more about bringing your pet to a state park at the Passport to Texas website. You can visit it at passporttotexas.org. We'll also have other information there about all the state parks in Texas. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. Joel Block engineers our program at the Production Block Studios in Austin. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.